Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, and thank you for the clear and very constructive way in which you are conducting our work today. I need to clarify a few things to my mind, just to have a better understanding. Well, first of all, there was a suggestion to take a clear decision on the format of our meetings, but we also took already a decision this morning earlier about the applicability of rules of procedure of the UNGA mutatis mutandis. So I would like to understand in which way we are discussing the rules that you have already adopted, meaning that are we suggesting that we change something in a way that is already set? There is a practice, I believe, also in the UNGA on how to conduct meeting. I mean, regarding the formats of those meetings. So why we cannot simply apply the practice and the rules of those meetings, and why do we need to take a decision, a separate one, for the work of this meeting? If that's the case, I really would like to understand what's the reason, and if there is a reason, then we will consider. Otherwise, I don't think there is any need to take any decision on that. It's clear that the format is the one that we are using today, for example. I don't think there is the need to use another format, a different format for the substantive meetings, and hoping that those meetings will really be devoted to substance. And well, other point that I had on my notes, the importance to reflect the mandates contained in the resolution very well. I believe this is exactly what we are going to do if there is any wish to adapt the text of your provisional agenda. We can, of course, consider it. I must confess that your proposal was very clear and even elegant to our interpretation. But if there is the need to change the chapeau, as it was suggested by our distinguished colleague from Cuba, I believe that we can be flexible. But I already explained my views about this suggestion, having an general exchange of views. And actually, I don't see this in any part of the mandate that was agreed in the text of the resolution. I don't read any part of the resolution that gives mandate to this OEWG to have a general exchange of views. In my opinion, I'm not sure this is really needed, given that the group of experts is composed of experts. And there is no need to have a general exchange of views on something that has already been discussed in other fora. There was a substantive report of the Secretary General last year on the same subject. But of course, Chair, we are in your hands if you deem relevant to do so. I think that you said that, of course, the delegation always have the possibility to discuss on a specific topic, including some general opinion or some general statement. So it's, of course, in the hands of any delegate to say what they want to say. But as a point of the agenda, I'm not sure this is in conformity with the resolution. So I would like to have clarity also on that. As it is for the adoption preparation of the final report, very well, I believe that your suggestion in the agenda to simply say report to the General Assembly was clear, because I believe that there is no possibility to adopt a report without preparing the report. There is no point of preparing a report without adopting a report. So why we are working in preparation of the report. But I'm flexible, of course. If there is the wish to better express this idea, why not to take the final point in our agenda and say preparation and adoption of the report to the General Assembly? I believe that it goes with some logic. And I also would like to support what you have said on Monday about the need to prepare this report, to work on this report, since the very beginning, meaning that this is like a thesis, you said, and this is something that we cannot wait until the very last moment to draft and to prepare. And I believe that all the discussion that we are going to have in the other three points of the agenda are very relevant for the report. Not only one of those is relevant for the report. So it's a work in progress. I'll stop here, but thank you very much, Mr. Chair.